Hey, don't forget to check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Dropkick Show. That's right, soscustomtees.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report for February the 26th, 2018. I'm your host, Heath Mulliken. And it was a great weekend of professional wrestling here in the Carolinas. Today on the show, going to have results from PCW, SWA, and EWF. We're going to take a look ahead at some upcoming shows this weekend from Carolina Wrestling Entertainment, APW, OSCW, and then down the road a couple of weeks, Three Count Pro Wrestling and Old Crow Wrestling. I got an interview today with William Roberts about the APW heavyweight title situation. He's got an update for us, and I want to thank William for that exclusive interview and update. And then right after I'm done recording this, I'm going to be doing the behind-the-scenes version. I'm going to be talking about the upcoming main event in South Carolina that isn't going to happen. I'm going to tell you about another South Carolina promotion that is rising from the dead this May. I'm going to eat a little bit of crow. I'm going to tell you about the former WWE and ECW star who's going to be making an appearance right here in the Upstate in May. I'm going to give you my way too early pick for the main event of PWX's Rise of a Champion and what that could mean to Carolina's wrestling. And I'm also going to share with you a few innovative ideas I've got for South Carolina promotions. Now, in case you missed Behind the Scenes, which is for our patrons only, you can join for $1 a month. It's a great deal. Patreon.com/DoubleDropkick. I want to welcome to the show today our newest patron, Joseph Brown. Joseph, thank you so much for your support. Last week on Behind the Scenes, if you listened, you know, I said, hey, Trans South Wrestling could be coming back. I've gotten word. It's pretty much official. March 31st, Trans South Wrestling coming back to the Union National Guard Armory. So if you're in Union, you're going to want to check that out. And I'm going to be having some more updates on these guys. Excited to see some of the talent they're going to be bringing in. Guys who, to my knowledge, since I have been following South Carolina wrestling, have not made an appearance here. So some really good roster updates there. Hey, make sure you check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place you can get exclusive Double Dropkick Show merchandise. It's the only place to get the original Hoss Haygood memorabilia cards. There's Hoss Haygood cards. Some of them are signed. Some of them have ring-worn gear. It's the only place to get them. And this is just the beginning. This is just card number one. And they've got several of Hoss Haygood. They got more coming down the pipe. SOScustomTees.com. Whether you're a wrestler, a promoter, or a fan, it's a great place not just to buy gear, but to have some gear made for you. If you're listening to this, I would just encourage you and ask you also, go to DoubleDropkick.com where we have the show notes for all of our episodes. We've changed the layout of each post just a little bit and added, there's some stuff from Amazon. There's some stuff for High Spots. You'll see a picture there of the Bruiser Brody Wrestling's Last Rebel 3-DVD set, which I highly, highly recommend. And you can check that out. Again, doesn't cost you anything extra to click a link, buy a product, keep up your wrestling collection, just helps out the show, supports the cost. Let's get to some results. Palmetto Championship Wrestling down there in Columbia. I want to give a shout out. Several people helped me out with the results for this show. Jason Blackburn, thank you very much. Michael Elliott, thank you. Great chatting with you this weekend. And William, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your last name, William Kubiks, who is, he and his family go to a lot of shows here in the Carolinas. The show started off, they were going to have a six-way match the winner of this match becoming the number one contender for the Soda City Championship. The only problem was the six-way match started. It only had five guys. You had Elijah Proctor, TK Stark, Shea McGrady, Devin Cruz, and Ian Maxwell. So the match starts. Elijah Proctor eliminated. TK Stark eliminated. Shea McGrady eliminated. And then from the back, a newcomer, or so it seems, Eli Grizzlewood, YV, enters this match more than halfway through it. And then you see Devin Cruz eliminated. And it was Grizzlewood eliminating Ian Maxwell to become the number one contender to that Soda City Championship. So very exciting match to start off the night there in Columbia. You had a match when the DVD is available or this goes up streaming somewhere, I am going to get it. It was James Johnson taking on Josh Powers in what can only be described as a snack battle. Doritos versus donuts. And it was James Johnson picking up the victory, not just in the ring, but at the snack bar as well. Mason Miles and Malachi Matthews squared off. You know, Malachi Matthews has been having so many issues with Jack Bismarck and his crew. And on this night, it was Mason Miles getting the victory over Malachi Matthews. We also had, and a little bit of a rematch from APW the week prior, except this time it was Darius Lockhart getting the victory over Ethan Case. A match that I was, again, one that I will buy the DVD for, one that I will watch on streaming when it's available. Big Country defending the PCW Heavyweight Championship against the Southern Savior, John Schuyler. Multiple reports telling me that they thought this was the match of the night. It's one I told you last week you needed to look for. And it was Big Country picking up the win and defending the title against John Schuyler. We had a great match. A young man in Brady Collins, the Ginger Ninja, looking to make his mark, looking to make a name for himself. But Saturday night, it was Billy Brash picking up the victory against Brady Collins. And Billy Brash, this guy, he is on a hot streak. I don't know. I'll have to check the South Carolina leaderboard. I think Billy Brash is undefeated in the state of South Carolina in 2018. That's very possible. He's been on every show in the state of South Carolina so far in 2018. Billy Brash, Ethan Case, and James Johnson, to my knowledge, have been on every show in South Carolina so far, 2 months in. And then your main event at PCW, this was a rematch. It was Kevin Ray, the Soda City champion. We heard from him last week on the show, defending against Tracer X. And again, some controversy here. As Kevin Ray going to hit Tracer X with that championship belt, referee Chris Wiggins steps in, a tug of war ensues, Tracer X gets hit with the belt, and Kevin Ray makes the cover, gets the victory. So I'm anxious to hear what comes of this. Kevin Ray told us last week he's 8 months undefeated. He's now going to call it 9 months undefeated. And we'll see, you know, what's in store for him. March 23rd, Collision at the Castle 2. PCW is going to return to North Central High School in Kershaw, South Carolina. They're already selling ringside front row tickets, going super, super fast. Make sure you go to DoubleDropKick.com. Click on the events tab. You can get all the information on all the upcoming events. EWF, Eastern Wrestling Federation, up there in North Carolina. Huge weekend. Oh, my word. Huge weekend. EWF was running back-to-back nights, Friday night, Saturday night. Friday night, they were at Chase High School, a crowd of 325 to 350, a great crowd. They saw Boogie Richards and the Hall of Famer, the Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant. They defeated George South and Deion Johnson in tag team action. We saw Just a few weeks ago, the Fallen Angels defeated Big Country by disqualification. On Friday night, it was the Fallen Angels taking on Big Country and Mason Moore in tag team competition. And again, referee Tyler Storm, right there, disqualified Big Country and Mason Moore, gave the win to the Fallen Angels. And because of Big Country's actions following the match, he was suspended for the following night at the Forest City Armory. You had the Sons of Steel. The return of the Sons of Steel in 2018. It was the return of Bryce Anthony, who had been touring the Orient. And it was evident. The Sons of Steel taking on the team of Jamie Lee and Jesse Barton. The Sons of Steel getting the win as Bryce Anthony hit that lariat out of nowhere. And I'm telling you what, Bryce Anthony looks like a man on a mission. And the Sons of Steel looked tremendous Friday night. You had former TNA wrestling star Crazy Steve getting a victory over Jeremiah Plunkett. You had six-man action. Chris Hamrick, Jeff Hamrick, and Eric Anton taking on the team of Myrick Moore, Derek Driver, and the Grudge Master. And it was the Hamricks and Eric Anton getting the victory in that match. And following that match, a very special ceremony, as Chris Hamrick, Jeff Hamrick, and the Grudge Master inducted into the EWF Hall of Fame. The first inductees into that Hall of Fame. A very special night at Chase High School. It was a special night. Chase Lovelace, graduate of Chase High School, gets the shot of a lifetime against the EWF heavyweight champion, Cruiser Lewis. However, Tyler Storm was the referee of note in that match. Things went a little haywire. Tyler Storm was going to make the count. Gene Perry had seen enough. Gene Perry, the senior official, came, pulled Tyler Storm out of the ring as he was preparing to make what I believe would have been a fast count to give Cruiser Lewis the win. And in the ensuing chaos, Chase Lovelace got the pinfall victory over Cruiser Lewis. Gene Perry counted it 1, 2, 3 right in the middle of the ring. And then, as he has done so many times, I am still trying to consult this in the rule book. Tyler Storm reversed the decision. He awarded Cruiser Lewis the victory by disqualification, as Tyler Storm disqualified Chase Lovelace on the basis of Gene Perry interfering with the count. Gene Perry, if you follow him on Facebook, very remorseful in his comments. Spoke to him Saturday night. And he was, you know, Gene Perry takes the profession of being a professional wrestling referee. He takes that very seriously. And just like many of us, we see what Tyler Storm is doing. We see week after week and match after match, Tyler Storm taking payoffs, Tyler Storm looking the other way. And, you know, Gene Perry couldn't take it anymore. And unfortunately, on that night, it cost Chase Lovelace his shot at the title. The following night, EWF back at the Forest City Armory. Crowd of over 200 again. 225 to 250. A few empty seats, not many. Crowd was hot all night. A great night of action. Jamie Lee and Jesse Barton teaming up for the second night in a row. And they got a big win. It was Derek Driver and Myrick Moore who at first won by pinfall. And then Eric Anton, Chris Hamrick came out, pointed out to referee Gene Perry that Derek Driver had indeed used a foreign object to get the pinfall. Gene Perry reversed the decision. And Gene Perry, I think he was on heightened alert Saturday night. He knew he had made a mistake. Friday night, he let his emotions get the best of him. And he was going to make sure that everything was called right down the middle, that rights were made wrong. He did that in the first match, and it's Jamie Lee and Jesse Barton getting the victory by disqualification. Second match, it was Adam Jackson defeating Mason Moore. That's what the record book will say. Everybody there in attendance saw Tyler Storm refuse to make a three count for Mason Moore. I mean, I can't say enough about Tyler Storm's actions. It was Adam Jackson getting the victory in this match, although his feet were on the ropes. Everybody saw it. Tyler Storm even saw it, but he made the three count anyway. The EWF tag team titles were on the line. Eric Anton and Chris Hamrick defeated Oscard and Ben Wright. Oscard and Ben Wright had some miscommunications. Ben Wright finally walked out. Oscard was pinned. Myrick Moore and Derek Driver came out and attacked the champions from behind, stole the tag team belts, and challenged them. And in 2 weeks, we're going to get March 10th. We're going to get that rematch. Eric Anton and Chris Hamrick defending the tag team titles against Myrick Moore and Derek Driver. Next, we had that rematch. Cruiser Lewis defending the EWF heavyweight title against Chase Loveless. Gene Perry, the referee. Not very long into the match, I'm not sure the exact time, Jerry Leonard, the manager of Cruiser Lewis, finally, after Jerry Leonard kept interfering, Gene Perry had enough. Gene Perry ejected him, banned him from ringside, and it really kind of caused a commotion in the crowd. And as that commotion happened, Chase Loveless built up some offensive momentum. However, one mistake, Chase Loveless missed a flying body press, rolled through, went to the top rope again, and when he came off, Cruiser Lewis met him with a bone-crushing spear and got the three-count victory. However, immediately following Cruiser Lewis's victory, out of nowhere, B.B. Naturally, who won the first ever Bunkhouse Brawl, the first time that kind of match had been done, B.B. Naturally cashed in his title shot, and I'm here to announce that B.B. Naturally is the new EWF heavyweight champion, which had huge implications because B.B. Naturally was in the main event that night. So people were scrambling, not really sure what to do. We come out of intermission. We had a great match with Deion Johnson defeating Boogie Richards. Again, Tyler Storm refereeing that match. So you know what you're going to get. It was lopsided. Deion Johnson gets the victory. And then the Woman Scorn match. B.B. Naturally versus Boomer Payne. You've already got the stipulation that 20 women who had... these are 20 women drawn from a raffle. Women paid $1 per chance. 20 names were drawn. 5 women on each side of the ring, and they each had a leather strap. And you add on top of that, this became a heavyweight title match. B.B. Naturally, who won his first title, and less than an hour later is defending that title in a one-of-a-kind match. This match was incredible. It was the intensity, the anticipation in the building that, I'm struggling to put into words. When you know if Boomer Payne gets out of the ring, he is going to get hit by women with leather straps. And when that moment finally happened and he was not able to get away, there was this feeling of elation in the crowd. Boomer Payne, several times in this match, was about half a second from being the EWF heavyweight champion. However, in the end, it was B.B. Naturally fighting back, summoning all his strength. And with this entire crowd behind this young man, he pulled off, in my mind, what is an upset. An upset over the wily veteran Boomer Payne, who, to start the match off, had on a helmet, had on about three layers of clothes. Boomer Payne mocking me by wearing a Double Dropkick Show shirt. Gene Perry made him remove all of that paraphernalia. And like I said, in the end, it was BB Naturally. You know, in one night, BB Naturally gets the two biggest wins of his young career. And who knows what's next for that young man. I tell you what's next for EWF. They'll be back 2 weeks, March the 10th there at the Forest City Armory. They are hot right now. You need to go check them out while you can. They'll have some matching announcements up, EWF, on Facebook. Now, we got some great shows coming up this weekend. By the way, still waiting on some very special results from SWA in East Enola, Georgia. The show last Saturday took on some added weight as a young wrestler who I've met a few times. A young man named Will Caution. Just a little less than a month ago. His family was involved in a car accident. He had a young son named Will who was hospitalized following that accident. And probably the middle of last week, little Will lost his battle and passed away. And so this show Saturday night in East Denali took on some very special meaning for a lot of people. And that's one thing, you know, say what you will about wrestling, but in times like this, people come together and they do the right thing. They support each other. And so I'll actually have a special standalone edition of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report in a couple of days. I'll have a very detailed update from that special show that was done as a benefit for Will's family. And we'll get all the information out there for you. But I wanted to mention that. I wanted to mention that it was a very special night. As you know, SWA is the only promotion we're covering in Georgia. And we want to keep you up to date with what's happening there. But also want to make you aware of the extenuating circumstances with the show this weekend. This upcoming week, APW returns to Chester, South Carolina, the APW arena there. Lots of questions since the beginning of the year. Many people wondering, what is the status of the APW heavyweight title? TJ Boss, the champion, injured. Zuka King has come out every show at APW saying that TJ Boss is not going to relinquish that title. Well, I have got the scoop. I have got the update. I have got breaking news. And so for that breaking news, I will turn to my recent conversation with APW owner William Roberts. Well, all right, fans, I'm on the line with William Roberts, the owner of APW down in Chester, South Carolina. William, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me, and I want to thank you for all you do for the independent scene in the Carolinas. People like you help us a great deal spread the word of independent wrestling.
Well, absolutely. Love doing it. William, I saw a Facebook post, and since the beginning of the year, the injury to TJ Boss, everybody's been wondering what's going to happen with APW heavyweight title, and you have some answers that you want to share with the audience here today.
Yes, sir, I do. Unfortunately, TJ Boss, as you know, defeated James Drake to become the APW champion. Well, TJ Boss was injured in a match, and TJ Boss has a back injury, and now it's looking like he also has a hip injury. So with that being said, the time frame in which TJ is going to be able to come back to wrestling is not clear right now. So with that being said, I had no choice but to strip him of the APW title tonight.
Wow. So again, that's something that's been in the news. We obviously, you know, wish TJ the best in his recovery. He had an amazing feud with James Drake there in APW, and I was looking for him to have just an incredible title run in 2018. So, coming up, what are you going to do to fill this title vacancy?
Well, what we're going to do is, first and foremost, let me address TJ Boss. And we talked with TJ Boss, and we guaranteed him when TJ Boss is healthy, he will be the first contender to get a shot at the new APW champion, whoever it is. Because TJ Boss, as you know, is one of the best big men in this business.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you, he said he was not happy about giving up his APW title after, like you said, him and James Drake had a war to become a champion. So he said that was fine with him, but he wished whoever wins the title the best of luck, because they're going to be looking down him this as soon as he's cleared to come back, because he figured he never lost it and he wants what's his back. So, but what we're going to do is we're going to have a 12-man tournament starting March the 2nd. And after we have the 12-man tournament, when it gets down to the final three, we're going to have a 3-man elimination tournament to crown the next APW champion.
Wow. Wow. Can you give us any names that might be entering this tournament?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some surprises. We're going to have some past champions coming back that some people hadn't seen in a while at APW Chester.
Ah.
I'm sure James Drake's going to be in the contention because he figures the APW heavyweight title belongs to him. Also, last Friday night, John Schuyler made it well known to the fans at APW that he has all intentions of walking out the APW heavyweight champion. So you have two of the biggest names right down in the Carolinas, John Schuyler and James Drake, that's interested in the title. Plus, like I said, we're going to have some surprises. We're going to have some former champions that maybe we hadn't seen in a while. Some guys that maybe hadn't wrestled in a while coming back. When you put the APW title on the line, there are a lot of guys interested in it.
Right. Well, you and I were talking earlier. APW has been around 9 years. You were sharing a little bit about the lineage of this title, and I think guys understand the prestige of that APW heavyweight title. Some of the names, people who are in WWE, NXT now, who were APW heavyweight champion. And so I'm planning on being there Friday night and checking it out. For fans that may be listening to the podcast that aren't as familiar with APW, can you just... what can fans expect when they come down to Chester for a show?
Well, I tell you, when the fans come to Chester, you can expect a family atmosphere because we believe in being a family show. And then we're going to give you the best talent we can week in and week out. You never know who's going to show up at APW Chester. Like you said, some of the guys that's in NXT and WWE now actually wrestled quite a bit in Chester over the years. Be some names that you wouldn't think would be on the indie scene. So I tell people all the time, you never know who's going to show up in Chester, South Carolina. We are always open to guys who we can book, and sometimes, like I said, it's a big surprise when who comes through the curtain.
That's right, that's right. And the APW Arena is one of the most fun places to watch a wrestling show anywhere in the Southeast. Just the old school feel, the old school environment. The seating is packed in there, so you always make a few new friends. Like I said, William, you've been there 9 years. What are some? I know the injury to TJ caught everybody off guard. You got this great title tournament. What are some things? What are some of your hopes for APW here in 2018?
Well, in 2018, we got a lot of things going on. Not only in the singles division, but I think we got one of the best tag team divisions in all the Carolinas now. Our reigning tag team champions are the Gymnasty Boys, which, by the way, they defeated the Ugly Ducklings to become the APW tag team champions.
Right.
So we had the Gymnasties, we had the Ugly Ducklings, we have High Profile, we had a Soul Patrol, which is Deion Johnson's Sweet Dream. The tag team division APW is just loaded. I mean, from top to bottom, any given night, you can see one of the best tag teams in the Carolina, or maybe two or three of the best tag teams in the Carolina. So, that's really good.
And the Ugly Ducklings
on fire right now.
Right. The Ugly Ducklings in December defeated the Sons of Steel for those tag team titles, and that was one of the best matches I saw live all last year. It was just an incredible, incredible environment. And a lot of that's due to the crowd and to just, you know, the talent of the wrestlers. It was great stuff.
Well, like you said, not to leave the Sons of Steel out. They're one of the best tag teams in the Carolinas. When we're playing Bryce Anthony, they bring it every night. So that's another tag team that's frequently APW.
That's right.
We got a big month coming up in May. May's a big month for APW. Every year we do a festival in Fort Mill called the Strawberry Festival.
Okay.
We team with Chad and Vicky Adams for a cancer. Chad's Cancer Foundation he does every year. The show's outside, and it's a Friday and Saturday night show, and it's absolutely a free show. And you can see some of the legends of the Carolinas up there. He's had it. It's guaranteed the Rock and Roll Express is going to be there.
Right.
Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Bay is there every year. Usually the Barbarian and the Warlord's there. I mean, he has usually, we help him put it on, but Chad usually books probably 12 or 13 legends at every show. You can sit down, they can talk to them, they give you autographs. I mean, that's just a two-day event, the first weekend in May every year, and it's just a huge event up there. I mean, you're probably talking, I think last year they said 50,000 people come through the Strawberry Festival.
Wow.
So we have a show, we have two shows on Friday night and usually four shows on Saturday. And like I said, it's absolutely free. He does it for his cancer foundation. He lost his mom to cancer. I lost my mom to cancer. So every year we do a big show with them, and then near the end of May, we had the Tom Estes Memorial Tag Team Tournament.
Okay.
Which, it's a super big tournament we have every year. Give out a big cup. Last year's winner was High Profile. Rock and Roll Express has been in it years past. One year, Ricky Morton actually come down and give out the championship trophy at the end of the night. So, May's usually a big month for Action Pack Wrestling. So, it's things are looking up, you know. We try to spread it out and keep it going all year long. Try to keep the excitement going.
So
there's a lot of things we do that's not announced. You know, like you right. say, we like surprises. I like to surprise people. And just like you, I try to change up something every week, try to make it better. Like building the new box down there for the media guys.
Oh, yeah.
The big press box you can set up and annotate and do interviews and stuff like that. It's all to make the show better.
Now, let me ask you. I know I'm looking at the events calendar here. So are the Strawberry Festival matches, those shows, are those on top of your regular shows, or they'll take the place of your regular shows in May?
They will take the first weekend of May, we go up there, so that will take the place of our show that week.
Okay.
So, that's like I said. And you'll see all the great talents from the Carolinas up there, too. Usually, all the guys go up there. It's a, like I said, it works in front of a huge crowd, and they enjoy doing that show. It's outside. It's kind of it's a great feel. Like I said, you'll see all the local superstars of the Carolinas there, and then you'll see a lot of the legends come in. I hadn't spoke with him this year about all who he's booked, but like I said, years past, he's had Al Snow, he had the Rock and Roll Express last year, he had the Powers of Pain, Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant, had one of the sheep herders there one year.
Oh, wow.
So he books an awesome show. It's just an awesome event that we're proud to help Chad and Vicky Adams out with every year, so... George South will be there. I mean, it's just a who's who in the Carolinas. It's a two-day event, like I said. Only thing you ask for is donations. So if you don't have nothing to donate, you can still watch great shows, meet some of the great legends.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I'll make sure to get all those events updated on our events page at DoubleDropKick.com. Last thing, William, where can people go? I know everybody's on Facebook. Where can they go on Facebook to keep up with everything that's happening at APW in Chester?
All right, we have a Facebook page. It's Chester APW. Or you can stop mine Facebook page, and it's just William Roberts. We update it every week to try to keep the fans know what's going on with our matches and stuff. Every week we do event posters for the upcoming show and all that good stuff. So if they have any questions, they can do that. And they usually have my page has my phone number on it. If they have any questions, they're more than welcome to call me and ask me. Any questions I can answer, I'll be more than happy to.
Well, you have definitely been great to work with. You're one of the more accessible guys in the Carolinas wrestling, and absolutely appreciate all you do, man. Just the great work you do down there at APW. I'm excited to see this this title tournament unfold, and I think you guys are going to have an amazing year.
Oh, And we appreciate all you do for us, too. Thank you, sir.
All right. Hey, it's William Roberts, everybody. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
Well, there you heard it, fans. A 12-man tournament starting this Friday in Chester at the APW Arena. They will fight over several weeks, and then we're going to get that final match, a three-way elimination. You heard some of the past champions throwing their hat in the ring to win this title, one of the more prestigious titles here in South Carolina. I'll be there hopefully Friday night in Chester. Come say hi. I would love to meet you great fans. We got some other shows this weekend. Again, as I mentioned, APW is Friday, March 2nd down there in Chester. March 3rd, Florence Fairgrounds. Carolina's Wrestling Entertainment, their first show of the year. It's part of the East Coast Truck Show there at the fairgrounds. $10 tickets. I've reached out to CWE. No matches confirmed yet. Not sure who's advertised for that. You can go Carolina's Wrestling Entertainment on Facebook, and you can get more information there. And it's always great to hear of another promotion getting going during the year. So we wish them the best and hope they have a good show. And hey, if you're in Florence and you're able to attend the CWE show, I would love to get some results from that and love to report about it here on the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. And then Sunday, March 4th, OSCW is back in Hanahan, South Carolina with a really big show. Got word that they're going to be having a wild card tournament. This is their annual wild card tournament where the winner of this tournament gets a shot at the King of the Ring. Now, OSCW King of the Ring involves all the champions, but this wild card winner is going to be right in there with them. We've got, here's some of the people involved in the wild card tournament. You got Francisco Chiazzo. You got Odinson. Odinson making his OSCW debut. If you have not seen this young man, he is huge. He is a monster. And he's debuting in South Carolina. If you are a South Carolina promoter, sign this guy up. Austin Theory, just off his WWE tryout, his shot at the Evolve heavyweight title, Austin Theory back in OSCW. Scotty Matthews in this wild card tournament. Brandon Paradise, members of the END, and their very special guest at this show, former WWE star, and I believe a future Hall of Famer, none other than Billy Gunn will be there. He will be participating in the wild card tournament. John Schuyler, even though typically on this night, the champions get the night off, but because of the nature of his the challenge, John Schuyler is going to be there putting out the Intercontinental title challenge. And so somebody's going to step up and get a shot at John Schuyler, one of the longest reigning champions in the wrestling, not just in South Carolina, not just in the Carolinas, in wrestling. He's had that Intercontinental title for a long time. They're going to have a number one contenders for the women's title, Kamilla Kane and Kara Hogan from Impact Wrestling. Both these ladies making their OSCW debut. That's going to be a great match. And then the match that was set up in December, it will be the Ugly Ducklings making their debut in OSCW. Rob Killjoy's been there a lot. Lance Sloot hasn't been there. The Ugly Ducklings debuting against the Beautiful Bald Besties. So it is going to be a great night down there, OSCW. The bell time is at 5 o'clock. It's down there at the Hanahan Recreation Center. Such a beautiful drive going down there. I am trying to work out details. I'm trying to work out a way for me to get down to this show, hoping to make it happen. But if not, no, we'll get some great results. And there's always some great fans. It's, man, just a great show down there at OSCW. Next week, we got some other shows coming up. Three Count Pro Wrestling is going to be at Berea High School on March 10th. I'll have a full rundown of their card next week. Old Crow Wrestling is going to be at Old Crow Barbershop. It's an outdoor show. That's March 10th right there in Greenville. I mean, When was the last time we had two shows in the upstate 15 minutes apart? You can check both of them out. Three Count Pro Wrestling on Facebook, Old Crow Wrestling on Facebook. I do know the Old Crow card has changed a little bit since I first got a peek on it. I'll be talking a little bit more about that on Behind the Scenes. If you missed it, hey, Behind the Scenes, I'm telling you about the upcoming main event that isn't going to happen. I'm going to tell you about another South Carolina promotion that's rising from the dead. Hey, I broke the story last week. Trans-South Wrestling is coming back. It's official now. March 31st. I am going to eat some crow. I'm not always right. But I'm going to eat some crow on Behind the Scenes today. I'm going to tell you about the former WWE and ECW star making an appearance right here in the upstate in May. I'm going to give you my way too early pick for the main event, PWX's Rise of a Champion, that triple threat match for the PWX World Heavyweight title between Ethan Case, James Drake, and Anthony Henry. I'm going to give you my pick and what it could mean for Carolina's wrestling. And I'm going to share just a few ideas that have been running in my head, a few ideas for South Carolina promotions. Anyway, this has been the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Comes out every Monday. DoubleDropKick.com. You can download, rate, review. You can subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Anywhere you can download a podcast, you can find the Double Dropkick Show. We appreciate all your support. You can keep the conversation going in our Facebook group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With. Over 93,000 members. One of the largest Facebook groups in the country. And there, of course, there's Weekends for Wrestling, the Carolina Professional Wrestling Award Group, the Carolina Wrestling Fan Forum. Lots of great independent wrestling groups there on Facebook. It's a very tight-knit community, a lot of great people, and I'm just honored to be a part of that. So if you want to get behind the scenes, if you want to get even more dirt, if you want to hear everything that I couldn't say here, go to patreon.com/doubledropkick. For $1 a month, you can sign up. We'll make you a member of our patrons-only Facebook group. Which reminds me, Alan Welchel, also a new patron with Joseph Brown this week. Alan, we got to get you on Facebook so we can get you on in the patrons group and get you some good stuff. So thank you all for your support. Again, hope to see you at some upcoming matches. Hope everybody has an awesome week. This is Heath Mulliken. We'll see you soon.